The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Much of the following thoughts were suggested by my bright and concerned friend Zoltán Egerisi, who left his native Hungary and family at the age of 18, feeling he could no longer live in an oppressive communist community. This commentary is called Nobel Prize for Fraud. For many years, the Nobel Peace Prize has been bestowed upon the best and the brightest. Some of these prizes were given for the right reasons to the right individuals, say for medicine, economics, invention, or whatever makes human life better. In recent years, the Nobel Peace Prize has become more often a political joke for promoting international socialism, the UN, and the new European Union's public political agenda. Yasser Arafat, the inventor of airline hijacking, received a peace prize for promoting peace in the Middle East, which has been a total failure. Arafat, the Middle East's biggest corrupt leader, stashed away over $10 million in Swiss accounts so the useful idiots in Palestine could keep on rioting about property and especially about the existence of the State of Israel. Along came Kofi Annan, the UN's General Secretary, who received a Peace Prize for organizing the UN to be a more efficient, accountable organization. Oh, sure. This was nothing more than the biggest bold-faced lie. During the reign of this Nobel Prize international mafia don of the UN, he managed to swindle more than $24 billion, with a B, from the Iraqi people using the Food for Oil scam to move money into the coffers of the UN's socialist lawyers. The moral of this story is, if you steal, steal big, then nobody will put you in jail. You get more jail time stealing a car than for stealing a multi-billion dollar fraud. Some of Kofi Annan's people did receive some jail time. Others hid behind diplomatic immunity, but nothing happened to Kofi Annan. The UN must have a more transparent and clear accounting system and be accountable to all member countries. If not, the U.S. should just get out of this socialist cesspool. For years, I wanted our country to remove itself from this corrupt, self-serving group whose only agenda is to rule the globe and subordinate all the countries under their rule. Along comes the latest fraud, Al Gore, the new high priest of the global warming scam, trying to scare the uninformed. He was given a peace prize for what? It should have been called Nobel Prize for the Biggest Lie. This global warming garbage is nothing more than a fake for the UN to come up with an international tax system collected on energy, energy use, and the ability to control other nations through the UN's dictatorship. The UN received 51 prostituted votes from liberal climate scientists on the left and on government payroll during the Paris Climate Conference. Yet it ignored 400-plus other scientists who dispute that CO2 or man is the cause of global warming. That is nonsense. The UN is after taxes again. They blame the USA and people who could be taxed and leached upon, while their communist friends in China, India, or South Korea can pollute the air all day and all night. Yeah, the capitalist smoke really bothers them, but not the marijuana smoke, first or second hand. 15,000 global warming jihadists, the environmental activists, with their chief alarmist, Al Gore, met in the tropical Bali, Indonesia, a while ago to urge all nations to hurry up and sign the new treaty. It's like bank robbers. Hurry up before they find out that we have looted them. The media continues to neglect to mention that President Bush will not sign the Kyoto agreements because the world's worst polluters, China and India, are exempt from cleaning up their filth. Who do you think paid for this nice winter vacation for most of the delegates? The UN, from money they collected for the Indonesian tsunami victims. They collected over $1 billion, gave out less than $100 million, so they're having a good time on your feel-good donation. Commission. The UN also wants to hijack the internet domain registration control from the U.S. so countries like Russia, China, Iran, Venezuela, and others could block internet traffic not approved by dictators. The UN, under the LOST Treaty, wants to control the seas all around the world and the minerals and oil in the seabeds, tax the resources, and distribute it among third world countries. The Robin Hoods of New York, the UN, will get a very handsome commission, plus controlling where our Navy can sail or not sail. We're totally sick of this UN mafia. Kudos to you, Zoltan, for shining a light on much of this important information. Isn't it time for we the people to direct our government to resign from the UN, which we have tolerated and subsidized for more than 60 years? They routinely veto whatever our representatives recommend and have leached upon us long enough. Clearly their agenda is to rule the world. America, please wake up before it's too late. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay Swirling.